You're listening to Lynn Canal Voice on KHNS. I'm Henry Leisha. Today we are talking about writing and publishing in the Upper Lynn Canal. Sixth grade students from the Haines School recently submitted personal narratives to the University of Alaska and Anchorage Daily News Creative Writing Contest. Three of those students received awards for their writing. Lucia Chapel won first place in the third to sixth grade nonfiction category. Hayden Jimenez and Pema Curry received honorable mentions for their nonfiction pieces as well. The three of them are with us today to talk about writing. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yep. No problem.
So tell me a bit about entering this contest. You know, what did your teacher, Mrs. Andreessen, tell you about it before you got started?
So at first it was, we just knew that we were writing a personal narrative for a project. And then later, once we had finished them, she told us about entering the contest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She entered all of our pieces and she told us if like we won, we'd win cash and get like the published in the Anchorage Daily News.
Wow, that's really cool. The cash prize.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that make a good personal narrative? What do you need to tell a good story?
It usually needs to have a pretty good lesson that you learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A good lesson. Like, kind of a moral to the story?
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. She wanted us to, like, add some, like, like what people
dialogue.
Dialogue.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. Do you have dialogue in your stories at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it tricky to learn how to write dialogue? Had you ever done that before?
It wasn't hard. It was just like sometimes you had to either put like a period or a comma, and like it's kind of hard for me to remember when to do that.
Yeah, she had to correct our punctuation for the dialogue quite a few times.
Yeah,
it's tricky, like where you put in a new paragraph and the quotation marks and the comma before or after. I always have trouble with that. So Hayden, add some questions about your story first.
Okay.
So your personal narrative is about a time when you were feeling sick around Halloween, but you tried to hide it from your parents because you wanted to go trick-or-treating. You didn't want them to find out. And then it ended up backfiring in a very funny, somewhat disgusting way. You ended up getting to go trick-or-treating, but you lost all your candy when you threw up in your bag. So, was it worth it?
It wasn't worth it then, but now it's pretty funny to, like, we're back on, and I'm probably not, but yeah.
So if you had to do it all over again, do you think you would have stayed in and tried to get better, or would you have just gone for the candy?
Now I probably would have stayed in and tried to get better, but like, yeah, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's you've gotten much wiser since then, it sounds like. And so. You know, what makes a story like this fun to read? Did you have to work on any jokes? Are there any lines in the story that you really had fun writing? Or,
I mean, I spent a lot of time on the title, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. And
can you tell us the title?
When It Comes to Candy.
When It Comes to Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, so, Lucia, your story is a bit more serious. You nearly lost your dog, Jago? Jago, while on a camping trip. But luckily, someone who you didn't expect ended up saving him. It was a new family friend named Matt, who you didn't know very well at the time. So there's kind of a bit at the end where you kind of reflect on meeting someone and not feeling very comfortable with them at first, but then he kind of surprised you. So how did, you know, this experience change the way you think about someone after you first meet them, and kind of meeting new people and the assumptions we might make or things like that?
It definitely, like, changed my point of view on new people, because we have a pretty, like, close family friend group, and it was pretty weird to see a whole new person in there. And so now if there's a new person, I usually try to talk to them more and actually, like, find out, like, who they are and their interests and everything, to try and get to know them more.
And then in terms of, you know, losing your dog on this camping trip, it sounds like you really enjoy camping. That's kind of something you like doing. But did this, you know, experience now, are you more worried when you go camping with your dog? Did it change that at all? Or
I'm usually more careful, like, if we have fireworks around, to make sure that I know where my dogs are.
So, yeah, because that's what scared him away in the first place, right? Yeah. So was this like a 4th of July camping trip then, or?
No. I think it was just a nice day in summer.
Nice. And then, Pama, so your story is, you know, kind of mysterious.
Yeah.
You're walking on a beach with a friend on a very dark and stormy day, and you see something swimming in the water, and you kind of assume it's a seal, but your friend insists it's a mermaid.
Yeah.
And later, as you're looking back on it, you start to feel a bit uneasy because you realize you don't have any proof that it wasn't a mermaid. So, you know, what made you want to tell this story for your personal narrative?
Well, I actually couldn't think of anything that was more interesting. I don't actually have a very interesting life. So I was just trying to find something that would be fun to write and for other people to read.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was this about?
Like 2 years ago.
Like 2 years ago? And it's kind of stuck with you since then?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Huh. And, you know, why did it make you feel uneasy that you couldn't know for sure that mermaids don't exist?
I don't know, because, like, my mom kind of, or she, like, would think that they were real, or, like, I just know a lot of people that do believe in stuff like that.
Yeah, Hayden and Lucia, have you ever had any experiences where you just couldn't explain something like that?
Actually, yes, pretty recently.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to explain it, but I was in Juneau, and I saw the biggest bird you'll ever see. It was, like, I don't know how to explain it. And then the weird thing is, right after I looked up big bird sightings, and it talked about this lady who saw one in Juneau, and then there was a couple other witnesses, and I don't know how else to explain it. It was the weirdest thing.
What did it look like?
It looked like a giant raven, honestly, but it was like a little...
And how big are we talking?
Like, weird big, like...
Like, it could pick up a dog big, or
yes,
like, wow.
It looked big. I don't know it... I don't know what to do.
You know, what do you like about writing? I mean, you've been recognized for having some talent, it looks like. Is this something you think you might keep doing, or?
Probably. I mean, not as, like, a living or anything, but, yeah.
I mean, I've never actually really been interested in writing. Like, I always thought it was kind of boring, and I'll be honest, it was really boring, but, like, I guess I'm good at it, according to that, so.
So were you surprised when you got an honorable mention?
Huh? Very surprised.
Yeah, what about you, Lucia and Pema?
Well, I mean, I didn't really know that an honorable reward or whatever it is was, like, a big deal. I just thought it was, like, I did this pumpkin rice thing in second grade, and I got a participation award. I thought it was just like something like that.
Yeah, I thought everybody got the honorable award, so then I didn't really say anything. But then I told Miss Andreessen, and she told me what it was, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were selected from writers from all over the state, so that's pretty cool. It's an accomplishment for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we've been speaking with Lucia Chapel, Pema Curry, and Hayden Jimenez. Their personal narratives were selected as finalists in the University of Alaska and Anchorage Daily News Creative Writing Contest. To read pieces from the contest, visit litsitealaska.org. Congratulations, and thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks.